Okay, today's daf is Psachim daf Mem Ches. Psachim Mem Ches. We are on Mem Zayin Amud Beis, towards the bottom of the Amud. We will start with Amar Leh. So if you remember the sugya that we have been discussing, Machlokas Rabban Rav Chisda, the sugya of Hoil, the sugya of Tzarchi Shabbos Athen B'Yantif, whether one gets Malkus for cooking on Yantif to weekday. We got into yesterday various different contexts related to Hoil. The Gemara brought in the Mishnayos from Maseches Menachos, Lechem Apanim, Shtei HaLechem, couple of halachas of hetero chol nefesh. The ones are only allowed to cook for lachem, for fellow Jews, but not for gavoa, not for the Beis HaMikdash, not for nachrim, not for klavim we spoke about. And related to issues of hoel, we quoted a couple of cases where one could do one act and, or a series of acts, and get many aveiras at once. But if somebody plows, and they're a kohen, and a nazir, and it's shmita, and it's yantif, and the whole case that we saw yesterday, we spoke about a little bit about kisi hadam, and then we went into Bishul Get an Asher. We did not talk, get as much in depth as we should have, but we've discussed it in the past. The issue Tosas brings up in Dibur Maslo Ketisha, and that is the sugya of Aseh Dochelos Aseh. The Gemara spoke about Kisui Hadam and plowing on Yontif in order to procure dirt in order to use for Kisi Adam at a certain stage of the Gemara. So Tosfos discusses that's not really at the exact same time. Usually Asi Dochalos Aseh requires Beidna at the same time. Here I'm procuring the dirt and only afterwards I'm going to use it for Kisi Adam. Can Asi Dochalos Aseh work for that? Tosfos also discusses what's the Havamina to say Asi Dochalos Aseh here? Yantif is an Aseh and a Los Aseh. And usually we don't say that Asi Dochalos Aseh in that context. We say, Ein Aseh Dochalos Aseh Vaseh. So that's Tosfos' discussion in Dibur Maslo Ketisha. And he discusses maybe it's not really a Los Aseh Daraisa because it's a Malacha Shen Sricha Legufa. But feel free to look at that Tosfos for a little more in depth related to that sugya. But at the end of the sugya, the last comment that we made yesterday was, the Gemara is trying to figure out what are the five averos that someone receives, someone did, and someone receives five sets of malchus for cooking Gid HaNasha in milk on Yontif and eating it. So what are the five averos? The Gemara deleted a few and added in a few, and finally the last suggestion was muksa. Put in the wood that you used was muksa, and that's one of the averos that you did. Says the Gemara, is muksa d'oraisa? You're going to get malchus for that, for using muksa wood? The Gemara says, yes, at least according to Rabbah. 6 lines up from the bottom. On the day 6, we're at the source in Parsa B'Shalach for preparation before Shabbos. So that's the pasuk, and it's all learned out from Losansa Komalacha. Losansa Komalacha, even though that one pasuk includes all the different averas of Shabbos and of Yontif, right, Yantiv is what we're talking about here, but that is good enough for the sets of Malkias. We'll get to Beis Hashem on today's daf in a couple of lines. Problems with this daya in terms of chilik malachas. But as of now, the Gemara says Losasaka Malacha could be the source for more than one set of Malkias for Yantiv, for cooking on Yantiv, for something that I'm not gonna eat, right? That was the first set of Malkus, Mevashal Gid Hanasha B'Yantif. And the second set was the issue of Losasa Kamalacha, the issue of Atzei Muksa. Before we get back into Muksa, the Sefer Chinuch talks about the Isra of Gid Hanasha. This is mitzvah number 3 in the entire Torah. There's only 3 mitzvahs in all of Sefer Bereishis. We have the mitzvah of Puravu, the mitzvah of Mila, and the mitzvah of Gid Hanasha. The Sefer Chinuch says the mitzvah of Gid Hanasha reminds us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is amongst us and saves us even through the years of Galus. That's the message of the Isra of Gid HaNasha, which most of us don't usually think about because we just go and buy the kosher meat from the store. The butcher has to think about it, the shochet has to think about it, to remove all of the gid. But next time we buy meat and we see the kosher sign, we can think a little bit about the Isra of Gid HaNasha. Kadesha tia remez li Yisrael, sha'af api sha'yizbulut, saros rabos bagalus, miyad ha'amim miyad b'nei Esav. Even though we've suffered at the hands of Esav many, many thousands of years, you betuchim shelo yovdu. Make sure that you realize there's a fight between Yisrael and Esav, and eventually we might be limping, but we're going to come out victorious. Elo la'olam yamod zarim ushvam. Hashem is always with us. V'yavo lahem goel v'yigalei miyad sar. Hashem is going to redeem us. Ubizachrab tabidin yazeh idea mitzvah shatia lizikaron. And when we think about this mitzvah, ya'amdu be'emunasam ubisidkasam la'olam. And this will remind us, and this is because we think about the Malach that fought with Yaakov Avinu. Ratzal akrol Yaakov in olam, huvizarov lo yacholo, vitziro bidiges hayarech, v'chein zera esav, mitzar lazera Yaakov, ubasov tia lohem teshua mehem, just like we had zarcholo Hashemesh by Yaakov Avinu, bed Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us Richas HaShemesh. Ken Yizrach Lo HaShemesh Shel Mashiach V'yirapenu Mitzareinu V'yigaleinu B'mehirav Yameinu, says the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Gimel. So whenever the Gita Nasha comes up, it's important to think about that Sefer HaChinuch and those ideas that we're supposed to inculcate within ourselves whenever we talk about Gita Nasha. Says the Gemara Vayter now, so the Gemara said, what's the suggestion? Malchus is going to be from Muksa. Muksa is a daraisa. Says the Gemara, V'amar lei, V'ha'atu da'amrit, but didn't you, he says, didn't you already say, Ba'iminai me Rav Chisda, I asked Rav Chisda once, V'yamri la ba'iminai me Rav Huna, or I asked Rav Huna the following question. And the following question, the assumption of the question is going to be, then Muksa is not da'oraisa. From the following question, we're going to see that. Hey, viseme efer, vishachatu, tamid biyantif. What if I go out into the pasture and I bring a set? I bring an animal, a sheep that's going to be used for the carpet tamid on yantif. Ma, is that allowed? Right, usually we know in the Beis HaMikdash they had a special lishkas hatzla'im, a special area where they kept animals, and they had at least four animals ready for the karbet tamid each day, even though they were only used two, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, but they always had animals ready that were mevukar mimum. But let's say I brought an animal from somewhere out, meaning it was a muksa animal. It wasn't designated from before yantif. I had no idea I was going to use this animal, and you shechted it on yantif for the karbet tamid. Can it be used? Can it be used as the karbet? Mao, that's the question. That's what we asked either Rav Huna or Rav Chisda, v'at amrit lan, and you told us, Allah, are related to the question, the following drasha based on the pasuk in Sefer Yechezkel. The pasuk says, seh, and we darshin v'lo habachor. Seh, what does that mean? That you can't mismashma that it's roi to be. Eseh could mean male or female, excluding bachor, which could only be male. Achas v'lo meiser. Achas is, right, one, where it could be looked at as its own individual carbon. V'lo meiser, meiser behema, can never be its own individual carbon. It's only in the context of nine other ones that went through the gates, and then this one came out. So that's the only way that this could gain kedushas pachor, kedushas meiser. So that's what we dash for the word achas. Parenthetically, we always like to quote Rav Pam, who notes when it comes to meiser, and we have to give 10% of our animals to the to be a karban to meiser behema, which we bring to you to Yerushalayim. The question that he asks is, why can't we just take 10% and figure it out? If I have 100 animals, I'll bring 10 of them. No, the halacha is that we have to put them each through the little hole in the fence and count them 1, 2, and then take the stick with the red paint on it and mark number 10. Why can't we just take 10%? Says Rav Pam, because many times it's hard to give away. Even if it's only 10%, it's hard to give away. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to put them through and count 1 for me. 2 for me, 3, 9 for me, okay, 1 for Hashem, 1 for me, 2 for me. So we'll see, we'll recognize how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, the 9, and then it would be easier to give away the 1 that is left. But that's Meiser. Meiser is always created and established only in the context of other animals. That's excluded from the word achas. Min hatzon. Min hatzon, what does that mean? Velo palgas. Min hatzon, not all tzon can be used. That's excluding a palgas. A palgas is in the 13th month of the life of the animal. So it's somewhere in between stages. It is no longer a keves, but it's not an ayil yet. That's called a palgas. It's a little, it's in between. And that is excluded. It has a little elements of both. Let's continue, and then we'll talk about palgas. Min ha-masayim, next phrase in the pasuk, from the 200. What does that mean, from the 200? So Rashi says that this second half of the pasuk is not referring to animals anymore, but it's referring to nesachim. It's referring to the wine libations. Kadosh Baruch Hu says we have to bring nesachim from various karbanos, with various karbanos. So we darshan from 200, mimosar shtemeos shenishtayru babar. from when there is 200 left in the bar. What? When do you have 200 of anything in halacha? Ah, there is two areas where we need to be mevatel iser in 200. Arla and Kilei HaKerem. So that's what it must be referring to. Right, Arla is grapes, right? You have the wine and the grapes that has the Kedusha, the status of Arla. So if it was Mevutal, if it was nullified in 200, then he could even use that for Nesachim. So that's what it's referring to. When you had 200 left, anything less than that would not be enough. But Mikan, La Arla, Shabitela, Bimasayim. So what's left? 200 is left. It must be a case of Bittal Arla. So you know, it is mevutal it was Arla that was mevutal, and you could use that for Nesachim. Rashi notes that the Mikan here shouldn't be taken literally. This is not the real source. This pasuk in Yechezkel is not the real source for Arla being mevutal, nullified in 200. It's really a Sifri. Rashi quotes the Sifri here on the second line, but Rashi quotes it even more explicitly. We had earlier on Daf Chaf Hey Amad Aleph. Rashi quoted this Sifri also. What's the makar for Arla being 200? Well, if Truma, said the Sifri. The Sifri Yalaf, I'm reading that from Chafei Amar Aleph and Rashi. Truma is Ola Ba'echad Umeya. Truma is Batel in 100. And Kilayim is double that, because Kilayim is not, Kilayim, Kilei HaKerem and Arla is Aser Ba'achila and Aser Ba'hana'a to Azar, unlike Truma. So that's why we double its Bittel requirement as well. So that's why, says Rashi and Chaf Hamad Aleph, in quoting the Sifri, same Sifri he quotes here, but there he quotes it, the whole drasha. That's the real source, that Arla is batel in 200. So this Mikan is a little bit, it's a remez from here. But anyway, let's continue. We're about to get to the important part for us. Mimashke Yisrael, continuing from the mashke, literally from the liquid of Yisrael, but it might mean something else in the pasuk. But either way, we darshin minamutr li Yisrael. Karbanos, and anything related to karbanos, can only be from something that is mutter, that is edible, that is kosher for Bnei Yisrael. Mikan amru, ein mivim nesachim in a tevel. One is not allowed to bring nesachim from tevel, from untithed produce. One is not allowed to bring nesachim from there. Yachal lo yavi min hamuksa. You might think you also cannot bring from muksa, something that was not designated from when Yontif started. So amart, we say no, muksa is mutter. Why? Ma tevel meyuchad she iser gufo garamlo. Just like tevel's problem is that it is has an inherent problem. It's an iser gufo. It's one might call this a chefsa problem. It's an iser from within. Af kol she iser gufo garamlo. So too, what's excluded from inyanim of karbanos? The anything that has the iser inherent in it. Yatsa muksa shein iser gufo garamlo ela iser davar acher garamlo. Very interesting lashon. Excluding muksa, muksa is not called an iser gufo. Muksa is called an ikser davar acher garam lo. It's external. It's a time issue. It's a time issue. It's nothing, and tomorrow will be fine. It's a time issue. It's something external, so that's not excluded. So that's all the drasha. So now we get to the question. What do we just suggest that the fifth Avera that a person did, and that's why he's chayav five sets of malchus by cooking and eating gid hanasheh in milk on yontif. One of them was cook fast. The fire was with muksa wood, and that's an issa daraisa based on hachana deraba, the hachana that Rabba says based on the pasuk in Bishalach. But says the Gemara ve'i amrit iser muksa de oraisa. But if you say the iser of muksa is the oraisa, so mali iser guf, mali iser davar acher. What's the difference? What's the difference between Isser Davar Acher and Isser Gufa? Both of them Daraisa. Even if it's situational because of the time factor, if it's Daraisa, there shouldn't be a difference. So it must be not Daraisa. One more question. Va'od, second line, what we alluded to earlier. Vaha Atu Da'amit, but there's another problem with suggesting that the Isser that you're going to get Malchus for is using Muksa wood. Chilik Malachas L'Shabes, Vein Chilik Malachas L'Yantif. But we hold, chilek malachas l'Shabbos. If I do seven different avos malachos at one time on Shabbos, I get seven averis. I'm chayiv. I did it b'shogim, I'm chayiv seven chatos. Chilek malachas of Shabbos. But on Yontif, there's no chilek malachas. If I do four malachas on Yontif, it's one avera. It's no chilek weather. Remember, we discussed the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Salma Gimel. Why isn't this an Isser Kolel? Maybe you shouldn't even get Isser Lav Sheba Klolos. Maybe it should be, you shouldn't even get any malchus. Tosfos discusses there. But either way, we hold any chilek malachas Yontif. So once you're, so two out of the five we're suggesting now, one is for cooking on Yontif, inappropriately, and one is for burning the muksa wood on Yantif. So how can you get two separate malchus? So that's why we reject this possibility. Good. So before we get to the next possibility, what the fifth one is, there are one or two points to mention. And that is, so Lamaisa, we paskin that muksa is not daraisa. We paskin that idea of muksa is derabanan. The Rambam and the Ravid discuss this in Hilchos Shabbos, where the isser of muksa comes from. The Rambam uncharacteristically gives three different suggestions. Three suggestions for the background to the Yisurim of Muksa on Shabbos and Yontif. So, and there might be differences between Shabbos and Yontif, but now we'll just put them together. Says the Rambam, Asru Chachamim L'Taltel Miksas Dvarim B'Shabbos Kederach Shuosu B'Chol. Chazal Asr, moving certain items on Yontif in the way that you move them on weekday. Right? Moving, the Rambam says, B'Dafka, because touching Muksa, the Shulchan Aruch says, is not a problem. If I go over to a car and put my finger on it, right, that's not, the issue of muksa is moving, tiltul muksa. There is a question, what if I'm touching it with sorech davar hamuksa? The Chuba Sadeshan has a chuba about that could be an issue. We discussed that back in Maseches Shabbos. But either way, the pashas is, the isra of muksa is only moving muksa. Ma nagu bi'isra zeh. I don't know if the Rama has a play on words here. Why were the nogeya? Why did they come up with this isser? So the Rambam has three suggestions, and the Ravid has a fourth. The Rambam says, Amru, well, this is the end of Perach Chav Dalet in Hilchos Shabbos, Uma im his hiru neviim, vitzivu, shelo yehi luchach b'Shabbos ki luchach b'chol. If the neviim told us that our walking around on Shabbos is supposed to be different than our walking around on weekday, velo sichas chulin haShabbos kasichas achol, and our talking on Shabbos should be different during the week. As it says, v'davar davar, pasuk in Yeshayahu, kavachomer shlo yei tiltu b'shabes kiltu l'b'chol. Chazal just following what the Nevi'im already said. Right? If we're supposed to be walking in a different way, and talking in a different way. So we're supposed to be involved in different activities, and different items on Shabbos. Kidei shelo yei kiyom chobeinav. So that it is not like a day of weekday in our mind. And then the Rambam adds, v'yavo lahagbiya ulasakin kele mipina lapina. And then I might come just to act like a regular weekday. Going from bibayis, labayis, right? The Rambam says I might clean out my garage, and I might this, and I might that. The Rambam says there has to be some difference in my mind, so I recognize that this is a different day, and I truly appreciate what Shabbos is about. Because remember, in the days of old, in the days pre-electricity, a person could, you know, if a person's not working, so what malachas is he doing during the day? If he's not lighting a fire and he's not plowing, and he's not, it could be no difference between a Shabbos and a weekday. And the Rambam adds, v'yavaki, v'yoshi b'beiso, v'yavaki shdavar sh'yisasik, bo b'nimsa shalosh shavas. Right? It won't have a shvisa, because it'll be the same thing as the whole week. And the Rambam then adds the interesting line, Ubatel hatam shenemar batora l'man yanuach. L'man yanuach is bevutel, meaning the Rambam is saying, even though it's an issa d'rabbanon, there is somewhat of a kiyum on a daraisa level of menucha Shabbos, by fulfilling the halachas of muksa. Even though the details are d'rabbanon, it's part of the pasuk of l'man yanuach. But that is number one. The Rambam says, in order to make it a different day for us. Number two, the Rambam says, and this is only certain categories of muksa, and that is, if I am involved in a kalim that I usually do isurim with, I might come to do the isurim. Right, very mistaver. Shem klishim adan lister, efshar shi yisasik ben ma'at v'yavu de malacha. The Rambam groups this together, even though we discussed back in the 17th parak of Shabbos, this might not really be muksa. Klisham lakdal iser might be a different category of items, not really muksa. But what the Gemara even says, it was enacted at a different time in history. That might be what's called tiltul kalim and not really muksa, but the Rambam puts it all together. Number two. And then the Rambam says that va'od, a third day, that not only for the person himself to, it should be in his eyes as a day of Shabbos, but even for others, this should be what he calls a shvisa nikeres, a recognizable difference from the outside that this is a unique day. So those are different ideas behind muksa, and the Ravid asks another one, it's a gzeir mishum hotza'a. Either way, we paskin lamaisa that muksa is isur d'rabbanan with various motivations quoted by the Rambam. Good. Palgas, the Gemara quoted Palgas, that's excluded from bringing as a carbon because it's somewhere in the middle. It's in a limbo. It's too old to be a keves and too young to be an ayil. Palgas. If you look in the Yamshel Shlomo in Yevamos, he quotes in the second parak, Palgas is related to the word Pilegesh. Pilegesh, which we had a daf be'in shir a couple of years ago, feel free to search for it on the OU website. Pilegesh says the Yamshel Shlomo, is Yatza Michlal Shifcha V'Lechlal Isha Loba. A Pilagish is somewhere in between a Shifcha and an Isha. A maidservant and a wife. Somewhere in the middle. And he relates it, just like Palgas is somewhere in the middle. Pilagish is somewhere in the middle. If you look in the Sifsei Chachamim, in the first place where Pilagish comes up in Tanakh, in the Torah, where's the first place it comes up? In Bereishis, Parshas Chayisara, Avram Avinu. Torah tells us that Avram Avinu had, at the end of the Parsha, if you remember, Vayitin Avram is called Shaloli Yitzhak, V'levnei ha-Pilagshim, Asher la-Avraham, Nasan Avram Matanos, to the Pilagshim, and Rashi quotes Chaser Ksiv, maybe he only had one Pilagesh, and that was Hagar, he Keturah, Nashim Ksuva, Pilagshim Alok Ksuva. There, the Sipsi Chachamim quotes on Rashi that maybe Pilagesh is from the word Plag Isha, half a wife, Plag. Plag is half, right? Lashim Pilagesh Plag Isha, Klomar, L'shchiva, V'lo, the period of Arivya. And it's a very interesting discussion amongst the Achronim. Where does the word Pilagesh come from? Plag Isha, is it connected to Palgas? And it's a very Lamdish Sugya, exactly how do you look at Pilagesh? We discussed the Shita of the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim in that shir, that the only heter of a Pilagesh is for a king. Only a king is allowed to have a Pilagesh, the Rambam holds. A hedyot is not allowed to have a Pilagesh. Rabbi Yaakov Emden has a long tshuva where he is a proponent of the idea of Pilagesh. Either way, that is something that we discussed then. Okay, we continue now. So the Gemara, we're still at a problematic stage. We're trying to figure out, we have a misora, that this case of cooking Gid Hanasha in Milk on Yontif, one is going to get five Averos. Five sets of Malkus, and we still can't figure out what the fifth Avera is. We tried to say maybe it's Havara, that didn't work. We tried to say it's Nevela, that didn't work. We tried to say it's Ate Muksa, so that didn't work. So we try again. Third wide line now. Ela Afik Havara Va'ayil Ate Ashera. Maybe it's Ate Ashera put in there, not wood of Muksa, but wood of Avodah Zarah, of an Ashera tree, which is Aser Bahana. V'yazhar Asar Me'achav lo Yidvak v'yotcha Me'uma min Acherim. Or last week's Parsha, you're not allowed to have anything, Yidvak, nothing should be Davuk, nothing should be sticking to you from the Cherim, from after you destroyed all of the Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to get anything from it. This is the source. This is the source for the Isser Hana of Avodah Zarah. The Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam, where the Rambam quotes this as an Isser Daraisa, the Isser Hana, he quotes this Gemara as understanding this Pasuk. This is the Gemara that teaches us that Avodah Zarah is Aser Bihana. The Rambam says in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, how many mitzvahs are in Hilchos Avodah Zarah? How many mitzvahs are related to Avodah Zarah? Out of 613, 51. 51 mitzvos are related to Avodah Zarah. Included in there are Megadeth and Ov and Yidoni, all the Avodah Zarah connected mitzvos. 51 of them. So how many of them are included in Avodah Zarah of the Sheva Mitzvot Rei Noach? A number of them. Says the Rambam in the seventh parak of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Mitzvos Asei Hi, La'abed Avodah Zarah U'Misham Sheha, V'chol Na'aseh B'Shvilah, last week's parsha. So Mitzvos Asei Daraisa to destroy all of Avodah Zarah and anything related to it. Shneemar abeit ta'abdunas kolam akamos. V'neemar kiyim kota asulahem is b'choseim titosu v'chulu. Uve Eretz Yisrael mitzvah lir dofach hareha. At Shneva novad osab b'kol arsenu. In Eretz Yisrael, it's not only a mitzvah to destroy, but to search and destroy. That's the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Chutz La'aretz ain't lona mitzvah lir dofach hareha, but just when we see it, we have to destroy it. And then the Rambam says, Avodah Zarah atzma u'misham sheha v'tikro v'shala v'chol anaseh b'shvila asur b'hana'a. Or anything related to Avodah Zarah is asur b'hana'a. Shene'emar v'lo savi so'eva el be'secha. Do not bring it into your house. V'chol anena b'echan mikol elu lo kishtayim. And if anybody ever benefits from anything related to Avodah Zarah, you get two sets of malchus. Why? Achas b'shem v'lo savi so'eva el be'secha. Right, that's clear. Don't bring it to your house, and if I did, then I get malchus. V'achas mishum v'lo yidbach biyadcham u'ma menacherim. Kesef Mishnah. Where do you know that second pasuk gives you malchus? Ah, you know it from this Gemara that appears both here in Pesachim and in Maseches Makos. So what the Kesef Mishnah says right here, right? The fact that the Gemara suggests that this is the fifth malchus in our case of Bishul Gid Hanasha in Chol Avan Yontif. So that is what proves to me that it is not only Aser Banah, but you would get Malkus for it. So, if you remember a number of years ago, about 10 years ago or even more, the whole Sheitel controversy, when the whole community was up in arms about Rav Yosef Psak and Diane Dunner who went to the Far East and the whole sugya there. But the chashash was this Avera. And he saw Kedoshim, we were nervous. We were nervous that we don't want to violate this Isser. And that was the discussion at the time in terms of this Avera. How often do you have the discussion, Halacha L'maisa, of Avodah Zarah? But that was one case where it came up. Amalei Vaiter, Amalei Ravacha, Breid Rav Ala Rabaya, V'nilki Nami Mishum V'lo Savi Soev El Eisecha. Oh, exactly what the Rambam just said. Right, whenever you get Hano, you're going to get two Averas, two sets of Malkus. So here, it was the opposite order, but they asked the Gemara, why don't you get two sets? Philosophy Soeva. So the Minchas Chayot discusses, well, what if you didn't bring it into your house? Is this literally bringing it into your house, or does Beisecha here mean into your Rishus? Because then you don't have a Nafkamina. That Biol Luyetzcha B'yatcha Me'uma is separate. Either way, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara goes elsewhere. Ella Afik Havara V'ayel Atzei Hektish. Okay, take out the Atzei Ashera. And put in Atzei Hektish. V'yasar mehacha v'yashay rehem tisrefun ba'esh lo sasun kein l'shem olkechem. As we learn out, do this to Avodah Zarah, don't do this to your God. That's what we learn out, not destroying God's name, mechikas Hashem, and also destroying anything related to the Beis HaMikdash. So if we take wood of the Beis HaMikdash and burn it, so that is a violation of this Isser of lo sasun kein l'shem olkechem. Period, we have found our fifth Avera, and now we have figured out those five sets of Malkus. So now we get back to what we discussed. We were discussing 2 days ago the machlokas I'm involved in base about Rabba and Rav Chisda. When somebody bakes on Yontif for a weekday, does one get malchus or not? And we said the root of that machlokas is whether you hold to the principle of hoel. Hoel, since guests might come, so therefore it is right for me even right now. It is not an issur d'oraisa; it's only an issur d'rabbanan. And then memela, I can use erev tavshilin. Viter, Amar, Ami Barchama, Hadar Rav Chisda Varaba, the Machlokas, Rabba and Rav Chisda, earlier, Machlokas, Rav was Rabbi Yeshua, he is really the Machlokas Tanom that we have in our Mishnah. What's our Mishnah? We don't remember our Mishnah anymore. Our Mishnah that we had back on Mimbav Mabez on top, and Mimbav and off on the bottom. Remember the case? We had a dough, and it was a Tamei dough, and we wanted to be Mafresh Chala from it. So what do you do? Because you can't bake it. You can't bake the challah on Yontif because it's not, you don't have the heter, or heter ochal nefesh. You're not going to be able to eat it. But you can't leave it because then it's going to become chametz. So what do? So we had a machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer says, well, bake it and don't be koreh shame until it's fully baked. So every little bit of this is right to be eaten because we're not labeling it, any of it, as challah until afterwards. Well, Rabbi Yeshua said, no, don't worry about it. Rabbi Yeshua says, be mafrish, this is not the chametz that you are mitzuvah on, that you're violating by your Rabbi Yamatzi, because once you're mafrish, it is not yours, and it doesn't belong to any kohen yet, because you didn't designate a kohen, so it's fine, don't worry about it if it becomes chametz. So that machlokas, says the Gemara, maybe is linked to our machlokas of Rav Chisda and Rabba. Why? The Rabbi Eliezer Savar Amrinan Hoel, Rabbi Eliezer, who says that you could bake it without being korei shame and only separated afterwards, believes in hoel. What's believes in hoel? Since you're cooking all of these loaves, since, that's the hoel here, since you could take a little bit of challah from each of the dough, it's not, you can theoretically just take one roll for all the loaves, but you also could take a little bit of every roll, so really every roll that you're cooking is roi. So since every roll that you're cooking is roi, so that's hoel sin, so therefore we say it's mutter. So we're connecting that to our sheet of the Amoram of hoel. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you can't do that. You cannot bake it and then be korei shame afterwards. Lorman and hoel, he does not hold of this hoel. Hoel, that every little piece can be, have challah taken off of it from. You don't say that. You say that, no, lamaisa, you're probably going to take one roll off of everything. So one of these is not roi, so you can't bake it. So then, isn't that the parallel machlokas? The Gemara says, "Amar Papa, no." Now we see in both directions. Maybe it's not a parallel, and even if you hold of hoel in one, it's not the same exact hoel. One hoel is maybe since guests might come, I'm allowed to cook now on Yontif for Chol. And the other is, since I could take challah off of each little roll, so too I can make the whole thing. Who says those are parallel? Amar of Papa, V'dilma, Ad Kan Lo Kamar Rebbe Elazar Hasam, when does Rebbe Elazar say there? The Amrin and Hoel, that you say Hoel there, Ella, De Be'idna, De Ka'ayle L'Tanura, when you put all the rolls into the oven, Kol Chada V'chada, Chazi L'Lidide, each one is potentially something that he could eat, because he could take a little bit of challah off of any one of them. Aval hacha dula arkanu dachazi, dula didei lo chazi, but in our Mishnah, I'm sorry, in our Gemara by the guest case, where it's right for guests but not for you at all, emachanami dula amrin and hoel. Maybe you wouldn't say hoel. You wouldn't say hoel in the case of maybe Rabbi Elazar would not agree. And amar of shishi b'ed Rabbi, do the opposite. The dilma, loi, ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yeshua hasam. When does Rabbi Yeshua say there that you do not hold of Hoel? Dilo Amrin and Hoel, Ella Deika Chadid Lo Chazilei, Lo Lididei V'lo Lo Archim. There's something out here, there's one challah in here somewhere, and that's not roy for anybody. So you can't bake that at all. Aval Hacha Dechazi Mias Lo Archim. But here, everything is roy for somebody. For guests, say Mahachanami, Amrin and Hoel. Maybe you should say Hoel. So that's why we tried to say it's parallel. Lo maskana, it is not parallel. Period. Amru Rabbanan kamei Rabbi Yirmiya v'Rabbi Zeira. The Rabbanan said this in front of Rabbi Yirmiya and Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiya kibla, Rabbi Zeira lo kibla. Rabbi Yirmiya accepted the parallel, the comparison, and Rabbi Zeira did not. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiya lo Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiya says, Rabbi Zeira milsa dekashiyolan va'asya kamashani. But my pligir lo Rabbi Yeshua. For years we've been trying to figure out what's the root of the machlokas. Rabbi Lozner Rabbi Yeshua. Hashda amru amishay the gavra rabba v'loni kable. What a great idea! It's machlokas about Hoel. Why don't you like that suggestion? For years we've been trying to figure this out. What's the Musar Haskel? We should have problems in Torah that bother us for years. For years! Right? We shouldn't say, okay, forget it. I don't understand it. So no. No, it should bother us if we have a problem for years. Right? So we shouldn't accept it. So why don't you accept it? That was the claim that Rabbi Yirmiya was upset at Rabbi Zeira. Rashi notes, wasn't there another suggestion earlier? We had, right after the Mishnah, we had another suggestion. Maybe the Machlokas is about Tovas Hana'a. The Gemara never rejected that. The Gemara just went elsewhere. Why isn't that a good suggestion? Maybe Rabbi Elazar assumes Tovas Hana'a, the choice that I could choose which Kohen to give it to, that is halakhically significant. So it's considered mine. That's why I can't let it rise and become Chameis. Rabbi Yeshua says that's not significant. Tovas Hana'a ain't a mamon. What's wrong with that suggestion? The Gemara never said anything wrong with that suggestion. That's Rashi's problem. Rashi on the fourth wide line. Denehi nami de tovas hana mamon Rabbi Eliezer, even though tovas hana is mamon for Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore what? And therefore, if you let it be, wouldn't it be your chametz? Still, afilu hachi hashtanami. But why is it better now? There's still a problem, because if you're cooking it, when you're not supposed to cook it, you're violating losasa kol malacha. And it's better to violate bal yera'a me'elav, b'sheva altase, than to do a maisa biyadayim, Rashi says. Ve'no'osa maisa biyadayim, ilavra losasa kol malacha. Ve'osa maisa biyadayim. It's always better to do it b'sheva altase, and not to do it b'kum va'ase. That's Rashi's suggestion. If you look in Rabbi Chanan here, Rabbi Chanan says, I'm not sure how this works based on the Ran and Meseches Yuma. The Ran and Yuma, I think, has come up once or twice already in this Mesechta. The Ran discusses, it's Shabbos. A person is a chol sheish bo sakana. They have to eat meat. And you have to get meat for them. So what do? You have two choices. You have treif meat sitting here on the floor, and on the floor on the table. You could give them a piece of nevela, or you could shecht an animal and give them kosher meat. What do? Says the Ran, you do the shechita. Even though eating nevela is only an isser lav, and shechita is an isser skila, but you're allowed to, why do you do that? Says the Ran, because nevela, every bite that you eat is going to be another avera. While Shabbos, you shecht it, one avera, that's it, and the rest is going to be mutter. Says that's the Ran in Maseches Yuma. So says Rabbi Chanan, so let's go back to here. Rashi is suggesting that violating the Isser Malacha of Shechting on Yontif, Shalol Litzarech, that's worse than not doing anything and just letting Bal Yerabba Yematzeh kick in because of Chametz. But what about that Ran? Bal Yerabba Yematzeh, you're violating every single second. Mashein Kein, the Malacha on Yontif, it's just one moment. That's Rabbi Chanan's Kasha on Rashi. So he gives an answer. One might have to say, well, Bayer Rabbi Matzai, is it every second? Or is it a one-time thing? Once I violate Bayer Rabbi Matzai, I have to get rid of it. whenever I find out about it, but do you violate every single second just like eating nevela every single bite? You might not have that exact parallel, but either way, that's Rabbi Chanan's discussion in Os Reish, right here on that, on the Rashi. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now. Omar Lay, so what did Rabbi just ask Rabbi Zeira? I don't know why you didn't accept this suggestion. We don't know what this machlokas is about. We've been bothered for years. Say it's Hoil. So Omar Lay answered, Hechi Akable. How could I accept it? Did Tanina? We already learned in a brisa the following. Omar Lay Rabbi Yeshua, they said to, this is in the, part of it's in the Tosefta here also. Omar Lay Rabbi Yeshua is the second opinion of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua says, what do? You leave it. You don't bake it, right? The dough that's tamei that you're not sure what to do about the challah. Omar Lay Rabbi Yeshua, lidvarecha, how are you over? Mishum lo sasa kabalacha. Rabbi Yeshua says back to him, you're violating. Vishasikle, and Rabbi Elazar did not answer Rabbi Yeshua in that brisa. The Isa, and if the machlokes is about hoil, so lemale, why didn't Rabbi Elazar say? Taima didi mishim hoil. So that's why, says Rabbi Zeira, I didn't like the parallel. Because why didn't he answer that in the brisa? Omar Lay, Rabbi Yirmi continues and says, one second, according to you, what about the following? Hadid Tanina Bebraisa, we have another Braisa. Omar Lo Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar said, Ludvarecha, hurry over Mishum by Rabbi Imatze. Vishasik Lay. Aren't you violated by Rabbi Imatze? By not doing anything. Hachanami to Loahadilah. He didn't answer him there either, even though we had a good answer to give. But what must you say? Ha kamahadu levi mathisan. You're right, he didn't answer him in the Braisa, but he answered him in the Mishnah. Ditznan, Rabbi Yeshua says in our Mishnah, lo zehu chamit shemusharan ala b'vayit mishum b'vayit yirabba yimatzei. Ela shasak levi b'braisa, mahadu levi mathisan. Even though he's quiet in the Braisa, the answer is recorded in the Mishnah. Meaning, don't be medayik in one source that he didn't give an answer, that he didn't have an answer. It's just not recorded there, and it's recorded in the Mishnah. So Hachanami here too, Amer Shasak, Lebe Mathisa, and Rabbi Lazar too, could have been quiet in the Mishnah, via Hadar Lebe Michal Sachrisi. There might be Michal Sachrisi. There might be some other place, where he gave the answer of, I hold of Hoel, and that's why it is Mutter. So don't be Midayek, that this can't be the Machlokas. So we have a machlokas between Rabbi Yirmiya and Rabbi Zeira, whether the machlokos of Hoel between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua and Rab and Rabbi Chisda, whether those are parallel. Rabbi Yirmiya holds that they are parallel. Rabbi Zeira holds that they are not parallel. Rashi quotes that it's a double machlokas. It's a double machlokas, lamaisa, regarding the iser of Baal Yerabba Yimatze, and it might be a machlokas also about Tovas Hana. They're both true. Both a double machlokas, Rashi says lamaskana. Interesting message, though, that you can, we think, lamaisa, that is, we can never prove something and try to prove something by the fact that somebody doesn't say something. Right? What's called a raya by omission. A proof by omission, one has to be very careful whenever one uses that idea. Sometimes you could say, well, it's not in Shas anywhere. It's not in Shas anywhere. So if it's not in Shas anywhere, so then you should, that's a raya. So if I know the whole corpus of the unit of text that I'm talking about, then I can bring a raya by omission. But if there's anything that I don't know, if I'm going to bring a raya that Rav Moshe Feinstein doesn't mention something in one tshuva, I have to know all the tshuvas of Rav Moshe. And I have to know Rav Moshe. You can't bring a raya from one source regarding another source because he might write something, as the Gemara says, aniyim b'makam echad v'ashir b'makam acher. Poor in one and usher in old. I was asked a few weeks ago, just as an example, right? Big discussion, and during the 3 weeks, you could ask it during Sfira also. What does the Shulchan Aruch say about music? What does the Shulchan Aruch say about music during the 3 weeks, during the 9 days, during Sfira? He doesn't mention a word. He just talks about weddings. He just talks about haircuts. Right? So where is it? Where is it? So Shulchan Aruch must think it's not a problem. So that's totally wrong. Why? Because the Shulchan Aruch asks music the whole year. He doesn't have to talk about it during the 3 weeks and during Sfira. The Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Eichel Churban. According to the Shulchan Aruch, there really wouldn't be a Jewish music industry b'zman hazeh. The Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Gemara, in Simin Tav Kuf Samach, in Simin Zeichel HaMikdash, V'chein Gazru, Shelo L'Nagein B'Klei Shir, V'chol Minei Zemer, V'chol Mashmiei Kol Shel Shir L'Smach B'hem. Can't do music. Right? Can't do it. V'asr L'Shamam Mipnei HaChurban. You can't. The Rama is make of Yesh Omrim, right? There are limitations. Letzarach mitzvah, v'chulu. So but it can't be medayik that, Shulchan doesn't talk about it here. Right? That's like Rabbi Yirmiya's point in our Gemara. Just because he didn't say it here, but he says it elsewhere. So one has to always be careful whenever being medayik, based on omission, that one has to know the entire corpus of the text in order to make such a diyak. Okay, that's just one example. There are many examples, but we'll continue now. Says the Gemara Tanya, Rebbe Omer Halacha K'Rebbe Eliezer. The Halacha is like Rebbe Eliezer, right? In our case of you have a tiny thing, maybe you want to base it Migdash, it's not such an uncommon case. I want to bake something on Yontif, and my dough is Tameh. Right? Not such an uncommon case. So what do I do? So Rebbe Eliezer said, the Rebbe says, we are like Rebbe Eliezer, that you bake it without being Kari Shame, and after you're Kari Shame. Rebbe Yitzchak Amar Halacha K'Rebbe Meseira. No, we pass like Rebbe Meseira, stick it in cold water. Stick it in cold water so that it does not become a chametz. The Kamashir Isa, what is the shear? What is the maximum amount of dough that you should need on Pesach? Because that's the amount that you could guard from chametz, right? If you have big doughs, you shouldn't be involved in such huge doughs. So, how much? Rabbi Shmuel Bedosh, Rabbi Yochanan Baruch Omer, Bechitin Kavin, by wheat, a kav, Ubisoorin Shloshes Kavin. By barley, you could have bigger, 3 kavin. Rabbi Nosson Omer, Mishum Rabbi Leazar, Chilaf Advarim, the opposite. He thought the opposite. Vatanya, Rabbi Shmuel Bedosh, Rabbi Yochanan Baruch Omer. But didn't we have, this is the first opinion, held bechitim shloshes kavin ubisarin arba kavin bigger wheat wasn't 1 and 3 but 3 and 4 so lokasha ha bechasich chasichta ha b'ma'al yasa. It depends. Are we talking about inferior low quality grains or high quality grains? Right, the lower quality grains you can. Rashi says which is which. Rashi says kamaisa b'ma'al yasa. The superior grains you have to use less of, and the inferior grains you can use more of because they're not as karov lechimas. Amar Papa Shmamin, our Papa says, what do you see from here? What do you see from the ratios of going from inferior to superior? We went from 1 to 3 and by wheat and 3 to 4 by barley. So what do you see? Guri en chite chasichta mechite ma'al yasa tfei mi de guriin sare chasichta mi sare ma'al yasa. More inferior, meaning the ratio was greater within the wheat than within the barley. Because de ilu hasam tilsa, when it came to the first one, we went from 2 to 3, which is a third. V'hacha, riva, we went from 3 to 4, which is a quarter. So you know there's a larger a ratio in when it comes to wheat than when it comes to barley. Okay, if anybody's a farmer out there and needs to know that. Viter, amarav, kava mulugna ala pischa. You're allowed to use a certain type of kav, certain place. That's the type of kav that you could use for Pesach. You shouldn't need more than that. V'chem l'chala, and that's also the shear for chala, this kav. Says the Gemara, really? But no, we learned in the Mishnah in Chala. What are you talking about? Chameshes Revaim Kemach Va'ot Chayav Mechala. 5 calves, meaning 5 quarters of a calf, meaning 1 1/4 calf, not just 1 calf. So how can we say on the previous Amad that's 1 calf is Chayav and Chala? It's really 1 1/4. So Achi Kamar, Kav Mulugnoi, Nami, a high shear Kori. No, Kav Mulugnoi is that shear. That's what we're saying. Kav Mulugnoi is larger than a regular Kav, and therefore, that is the shear for Chala. Right? There are different shear for Chala Lamaisa. There are some small amounts that you don't even have to take Chala from. There's a middle area that you have to take Chala without a bracha, and then above, Chalivu with a bracha. In America, the minhag seems to be less than 3 pounds, 3 to 5 pounds, and more than 5 pounds. Those are 3 shiurim in Eretz Yisrael. The shiurim are somewhat smaller, based on the Chazon Ish and others, in terms of the minhag of how much to take Chala from. Amar of Yosef, third line. Hani nashi didon, nog lemefa kapiza kapiza lapischa. Rav Yosef says, our women bake with very, very small amounts, kapiza kapiza, which is 3/4 of a kav. Meaning, they don't want to run it. That's another way to solve the problem of our Mishnah. How do you bake dough, and you have tumah and your challah? What do? You bake very small amounts of dough. Kapisa, kapisa lepischa. Right? You bake very small amounts of dough, and in that way, you won't have to worry about the tumah. But here, what Rav Yosef is saying is just in general. They just bake very small amounts. Rashi says, lechumra leshomer menachimutz. They bake these tiny amounts in order to be able to guard it. Amar le Abaya, my daitech lechumra. You think this is a chumra? Meaning you're being so machmir by having tiny amounts so that you don't. They won't come to chametz. Chumra doesn't de kulu, but it's a kulu on the other side. Why? It's a kamafgile lechala. Why? Because you're uprooting the chiyuv of chala. You're baking such small amounts that there's no chiyuv of chala there. That's a bad. You want a chiyuv of chala. So you think it's great to do that in general so you don't come to chametz, but you're ruining the chiyuv of chala. So, says the Gemara, let's continue, and then we'll talk about a very important gra. No, when you baked it, when they baked it, it was in very, very small amounts, so there was no chiyuv, but then later on they put it all together. So the chiyuv of challah kicked in later. Like Rabbi Eliezer says, Ditznan Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Harodim and Osein Lachal, if somebody bakes and then puts all the doughs into one basket, Hasal Mitzarfan Lachala, the basket is Mitzarif, then Bam Rabbi Yudah Meshwal, I love Rabbi Eliezer. So the Lachal is like Rabbi Eliezer, so you put it into one basket, so then the chiyuv of challah kicks in after it bakes. No problem. Wonderful. Amr lei. Vaha itmar Allah Amr Bishua ben Levi Loshana Elaki Kershaw Bavashan Oshka Zubazu. Maybe the Chiyav, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is only when they're touching each other and they bite each other, which means when you would pick one up, they would take a piece of the other one with it. They're sticky. Aval ka'achin lo, but long, thin ones that are not touching, maybe Rabbi Eliezer would not say yeshita by those two. So the Gemara said, no, he would. Ha'id bra'lo, I'm Rabbi Chanina, afilo ka'achin, even long, thin ones that aren't fully touching, if they're in the same basket, that is good enough for the chiyuv of chawa. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, tavla she'in lo levizvizin ma'u, what if it doesn't have a rim? It's a kli without a rim. To kli be'ina v'haleka, do you say you need to be within a kli, which it's not? O dilma avir kli be'ina v'ha'ika, or as long as it's within the airspace of the kli. Even if it's flat, it's good enough. Teku, so that question will be unanswered. Let's just do the next two lines. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, hasal mitzarfan, Rabbi Shua Omer, tanur mitzarfan, the oven is mitzarif. Rashi says it's kol shekein. Also the oven is mitzarif, and the Gros says it's slafuke. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, kikar shobav, joshko zumizum mitzarfos. If they touch each other, they are mitzarif. Okay, period. Okay, two important discussions. Number one, the Shulchan Aruch says, at a left field, right? What does this have to do with us? We'll see in a second. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Ches that when we make any Birchas HaMitzvah, we have to stand up. Stand up. We all know that halacha. Whenever you do a mitzvah, you might not have to do the mitzvah standing up, but you have to make the Birchas HaMitzvah standing up. That was the first Birchas HaMitzvah discussed in all of Shulchan Aruch. Tzitzis. Birchas HaMitzvah. Right? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yis'atef betzitzis v'yavarech me'umad. You put on the talis and you make a bracha standing. Where do you know that from? Says the Taz. Dechsiv lachem v'yalfinam b'tzir shavim me'omer. Dechsiv gamkin lachem. By the Omer it says lachem, and we dash over there. B'omer k'siv make bekama, pirish bekoma. That's the source. Bekoma. The source for Birchas HaMitzvahs being said standing. Asks the Magen Avraham right here in Simen Ches, Vitzarech Iyun, because if you look in Yaradeya, in Simen Shin Chav Ches, it's Mashva that is motzeh to make a bracha sitting. Why? Because the Shulchan Aruch there quotes the Mishnah Chala about a woman who is naked, who's sitting on the floor. So there she can make a bracha sitting. So you see, sitting. V'yesh Lomar, so what might you have answered? There she has to be sitting to be Mechasa her Erva. But the Shulchan, the Magen Avraham doesn't say that. Magen Avraham said, no. Chala is different. Hafrashas chala eina mitzvah kol kach deina osa ela l'sakein ma'achalo dumya d'shchita. Wow. Says the Magen Avraham, to put it in our language, hafrashas chala is a matir. It's not a mitzvah. And if it's a matir, that's why you don't have to stand for that bracha. But a real mitzvos, you have to stand. That's the Magen Avraham. It's a matir, not a mitzvah. Says the Gra, right here, in Shulchan Aruch. Says the Gra, the Ayin Magen Avraham. What he says, Chalei in a mitzvah, Dvarav ein lohem shachar. His words literally have no morning to them. There's no light. Why? Hallo! Know what he quotes? Our Gemara. Aser la'asos isaso kavin v'yamrina peragimot epsachim ma'idaite chumra dasili yekula. What did Abaye say in our Gemara? To remove the chiyuv of chala is terrible. You want to. What do you mean? If it's only a matir, what's the big deal? Our Gemara is a raya that hafrashas chala, says the Gra, is a mitzvah and not just a matir. And therefore, I'm sorry, I argue on the Magen Avraham. There's a different answer to this question, but I argue on that Magen Avraham. So the Gra, in Simin Ches, in Arachayim, he quotes our Gemara, Abaya, and the Gemara even accepts Abaya's Taina. You're right. It's like Rabbi Lazar, you put it together later and get the chiyuv of chala. But you cannot just say that chala is a mitzvah, a matir, not a mitzvah, because our Gemara says that you want to put yourself into the situation of being chayev in the mitzvah of chala. There's one other ha'ara, the Sefer HaChinuch, here by the mitzvah of chala, says, quotes Rabbi Lazar, Harodav and Nosein Lasal, so the Chinuch quotes his Rebbe, and the Minchas Chinuch has no idea where he got this from. That the only chiyuv according to Rabbi Lazar is only when it goes straight from the oven to the basket. But if it goes somewhere else in between, Right? It's rodev and no sin lasal. But if it goes somewhere else in between, and it's not all connected, combined within that middle stage, there's no, it's not mitzuref. And the Minchas Chinuch says, I have no idea, I've never seen anybody else who says this. Baruch Hashem, we live in a time period where we have a sefer, where somebody else says it. Rabbeinu David says it right here on our daf. He quotes that day also, just like the sefer Chinuch says. He says it's only mitzarev if it goes straight into the basket. Why? And his language is because that is gomer meleches hapas. That's finishing. Cooling off is also part of the process of baking. So it has got to go straight from the oven into the basket. So it's not considered finished yet. So as long as it's combined in that basket, so that's why Rabbi Elazar says a shita. But if you put it somewhere else before to cool off and then you put it in the basket, it's finished already. It's too late, according to that daya. And therefore, that's why it wouldn't be good. But that is right here in Rabbeinu David, and that's the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Shin Pei. Hey. Minchas Chinuch did not have a Rabbeinu David. So that's why we have it. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, still talking, remember this parak is about issues of chametz and chashas of chametz. So now Rabbi Gamliel says the Mishnah tells us, there's one oven, three women, what do you do? Shalosh nashim lashos ka'achas v'opus b'sanarecha, zu achar zu, three women, says Rabbi Gamliel, can knead and bake one right after another. Right, and you can fill up the tanner, and you don't have to be worried, even though one might wait while the other one is involved in the oven. V'chamomim, no, you have to time it properly. You don't want one woman to be waiting to put her dough into the oven. Shalosh nashim oskos bebatei ka'achas. They can all be involved in the process, but one has to start earlier than the others. Achas lasha, one of them is kneading. V'achas orachas, one of them is shaping. V'achas ofen, one of them is baking. Meaning they should all be involved in a separate part of the process so that there's no dough that is sitting by itself. Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo kala nashim, v'lo kala eitzim, v'lo kala tanurim shavin. Rabbi Akiva says, the women, the wood, the ovens, they're not equal. Meaning you can't give rules and regulations. If you have a burning hot oven, and women who are not atzlanios, and they're constantly moving their dough, then you have less to worry about. Rabbi Akiva says you can't give just rules and rules all to zeaklau. You give klalim for everyone. Zeaklau, the Mishnah ends off. Tipach, if a woman, she sees that the dough is starting to the batik is starting to rise and she wants to calm it down, tiltosh b'tzonei, she should rinse her hands in water, and the cool water then on the dough would prevent it from rising. I saw some of the Bali Musar say, tipach, if it's starting to get blown up, if a person's starting to get blown up, if they're losing their cool, tiltosh b'tzonei, cool off. Go cool off somewhere. Put your head in the cold water. Right? Cool off somewhere. Tivach, tildash b'sonin. Right? This daf, this Rosh Chodesh Elul. This daf. Right? Tildash b'sonin. If we feel ourselves blowing up, we should, tildash b'sonin. Okay, let's continue. There's still an amazing source that we still have to get out today. Tana Rabbanan. So now we just expand on what was said in the Mishnah. Lasha hi mekatefes lachaverta lasha tachteha. So she needs, what Lady A needs. Then she goes to shaping. And Lady B, she starts kneading. Mekatefes, then the shaper, he ofa goes to bake. Lachaverta mekatefes tachteha. And the kneader goes to the shaper of Ashlisha's Lasha. And the third one starts kneading. Ofe hi Lasha v'chaverta ofe tachteha. Then the baker starts kneading again. And lady number two goes to bake. Vashlisha v'katefes. And lady number three goes to shape. V'chozeres chalila. And it continues in a circle. Kozman shosekas v'batik ino baladi chimutz. And as long as they're involved and it's constantly moving, it's not baladi chimutz. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Lo kalanashim v'chudu. You can't make any rules. Tanya Amr Rabbi Akiva. Danti l'fei Rabbi Gamliel. Yelamdeinu Rabbeinu. Binashim zrizo. Some women are very act with alacrity and some don't. Pe'etzim lachim, obe'etzim yaveshim. Moist or dry wood. Betan or cham, obetan or tzonein. Hot or cold. Amar li, ein l'chala mashamanu chachamim. Ze'aklal, tifach tildash betzonein. You do your best, and if you see something is occurring, so then you cool your hands off in cold water. Period. Okay, we'll stop there. Just one other source, which we have to mention. I don't know if there's any other source like this, if this ever appears anywhere else in the Ritva. The Gemara here says, as long as the women are involved in the batik, as long as the dough is moving, ain't no baladi chimutz. What happens if somebody's involved in batik for 14 hours? Are we still not choshesh for chimutz? As long as it's being moved around? The Rambam says, yes. The Rambam says, look at the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Hey Alacha Yud Gimel, Kol Zman Sha'adam Osek Bebatzek, Afilu Kol Hayom Kulo, Eino Baladei Chimutz. As long as you're moving the dough, no problem. That is the Rambam. And if you, if you left it a little bit, then it's a problem. That's the Rambam. The Ritva can't believe it. The Ritva says the whole day you can be involved in the dough. There's gotta be some type of limit. There's gotta be some type of limit. Can't be, totally, you know, as long as you want. And he says, Venire, Lafi Pashta, they said the Ritva. Shebaderachiv Amru Shlosha Dafka. Shafilo Be'esek, Ein Lanu Elika Seder Azeh. Even if they're involved in it, you should do this Seder. Shafilo Osek, Efsha Shatachmitz, Imshoah Harbe. If you're involved in it for a long time, it's still only Bidiyevet. Lachadchila, there are Gedarim and Syagim. Aval Harambim Zal Kasav Lakula. Even the whole day. That's what it sounds like. And it sounds like the Mishnah is just giving you an Eitza Tova. Yeah, these three women are doing different things. But it's not a Chiyuv. And he says, Echad Migdoli Adar, and he says, one of the Gdoli Adar told us, and Lamaisa, that seems to be the Minog. Seems to be the Minog. Says the Ritva, I think it's a wrong Minog. Vahu Vadei Minog Mevatel Halacha, Umevi Takala La'olam, Umachnis Bnei Adam, Mesafik HaTorah. I think it's wrong. You shouldn't be involved in it for so long. Uman didoin hachi, and somebody who teaches, who paskes this way, lo chayish lekimche, velo chayis al chayi ruche. He doesn't care about his neshama so much. And then here's the line. The afapi, he's about to say, even though the Rambam says otherwise, but still we don't hold like it. The afapi she'ein lanu gadol barabane mi Moshe Rabbeinu, zatzal shedonkach. The Ritva calls the Rambam Moshe Rabbeinu. Right here. Unbelievable. Even though there's nobody like the Rambam, there's nobody like Moshe Rabbeinu, Shedonkach, Ein Masu Panim Balacha, I don't show favoritism. The Kol Shekein Bezer Chomer Kazel Achadchila. That's the Ritva. The Ritva in Psachim Emches calls the Rambam Moshe Rabbeinu. And he says, even though Moshe Rabbeinu said it, we don't paskin. It's a little tongue-in-cheek because it's one of the animamins that we're not allowed to argue on Moshe Rabbeinu. But anyway, that is the Ritva. Everybody should have a good Chodesh. Should be Zochet to Shana Tova Masuka, as we get into this last month of Tashanai and Gimel, we should all be Zochen and strengthen ourselves in Torah and in Tefillah and in Tshuva and in Staka and all of the areas where we have to strengthen ourselves.